Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It is 8:36. Jan Vermeulen is the editor at My Broadband. Good morning, Jan. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
So, I know we're not talking about this, but if I had to ask you, off the top of your head, the sound of December, the sounds of summer for you, what takes you back? What song do you hear and you know that it's this time of year? And don't say Boney M.
Oh, man. It's so bad. I remember going on break with friends of mine, and the radio stations down here at the South Coast played Who Let the Dogs Out.
That is cool. That is cool.
that is still stuck in my head to this day. Good old fashioned YMCA.
Yes, of course.
Is also a party favorite in my family. So, and it's Raining Men, because I have a family that's mostly women and they love that song over Christmas and New Year's. So
absolutely.
But personally, I'm still to this day a huge Roxette fan, and they've got the song called June Afternoon, which is very Northern Hemispheric.
Right.
It's centered on a Northern Hemisphere summer, but it's still such a summer song that I can't help but think of summer when I hear that.
Okay, cool. We've got a great list from you. Right, let's talk about the changes at Twitter, what this is likely to mean. So we know that Jack Dorsey has stepped down and that Parag Agrawal has taken over as CEO. It's not really a surprise, given that he seems to have been his right-hand person for some time, pretty much making a lot of the decisions. But what do we know about the whole change at Twitter?
Yeah, well, we only know what's been publicly disclosed and what sort of led up to this, which is that there was pressure from shareholders for Dorsey to step down. There was some concern over his split focus, because he's CEO of Twitter and Square, to which I'm sure Jack Dorsey said yes, and what about Elon Musk, who's CEO of everything? But yeah, there was that pressure for Dorsey to step down, and perhaps even after some introspection, some interest from his own side to rather focus on the things that he wants to be working on right now, and hand over leadership of Twitter to someone he feels is capable. And so,
he's being painted. He's been painted, yes. Sorry, before we talk about the new CEO, Dorsey's been painted in the press over the last couple of days as quite an eccentric / weird guy. Was this known before?
Yes. I've watched interviews with him, with Lex Fridman, for example, and where he talks about his intermittent fasting. He talks about, you know, going vegan and then going full paleo. He apparently went orange from the beta carotene. And so, he walks to work an hour and a half or something like that. He's known to be a fairly eccentric guy, even by Silicon Valley standards. But I mean, I don't know that he's any more eccentric than Elon Musk. I mean, if you look at what Elon and his partner named their child and stuff. I mean, they're all eccentric up there. I don't know why Jack Dorsey is seen as more eccentric than any of the rest of them.
Yeah, okay. So he is eccentric, but that's just maybe eccentricity and genius is very closely linked. I like to think so. But nevertheless, let's talk about the new guy. Who is he?
Yeah, so someone who's been in Dorsey's shadow, really, Parag Agrawal. Though he's been at Twitter for 10 years, it's not a name that I've heard a lot. Mm. So you know that there are, you know, people quietly working in the bowels of these companies, making sure things get done. And from the sounds of it, Agrawal is one of those. He's been CTO. He started as an engineer at the company, worked his way up. It almost sounds like a standard corporate process, right? You think of these Silicon Valley startups as these highly dynamic places where people sit on beanbag chairs and, you know, all the funky stuff that you see in TV shows and on their on their promotional material, but I mean, it's starting to become quite corporate. If you think about this story, right? He started, you know, the equivalent of the engineering mailroom, and worked his way up to CTO in a relatively short order. 10 years is not a long time.
He's clearly a very smart guy.
Yes, and so so Twitter is being handed over to an engineer and not a bean counter, which I think is quite important to someone like Dorsey. Agrawal is expected to continue with the current trajectory that Twitter is on, which is integrating cryptocurrency stuff into the platform, and continuing the work Twitter is doing to address concerns over platform manipulation and hate speech and all that stuff. It's not necessarily a massive change of direction, but we have seen today, for example, that Twitter has rolled out support for tipping in Ethereum as well as Bitcoin, that they've taken steps to allow the takedown of content that's posted about someone without their permission. It sounds like it's mainly photos and videos and stuff to crack down on any kind of non-consensual posting of that kind of content, you know, which is very much in line with anti-revenge porn stuff. But I mean, Twitter doesn't really allow, you know, pornographic content on the site anyway. So this is an even stricter measure than that to protect people from others posting stuff without their consent, which is interesting. And it's been met with some backlash already.
That is interesting. The other thing that I found fascinating was Dorsey made a few comments about founders moving on. Now, he hasn't exactly rushed into moving on, but he raises a very, very valid point. And we've certainly seen that in a lot of companies where the founder, who is the genius, the creativity, the visionary, finds it quite difficult to hand the company over to somebody who can actually run it as a company. I mean, we can see it in South Africa. The ANC as a liberation party doesn't necessarily mean that they're able to run a country.
Right. If you extend that metaphor into the political sphere, sure. Dorsey's story, it reminds me so much of Steve Jobs' story. Not that Jobs and Dorsey, I think, are necessarily on the same level. If you look at the impact that Apple's had on the world versus Twitter. But, you know, Steve Jobs was also ousted out of his company, like Dorsey was. Dorsey was CEO for basically 2 years in the late 2000s, got kicked out, then went off, and then came back around 2014 or 2015, I think. And he's been CEO since then. So it's one shouldn't think of Dorsey being in charge of Twitter all the way from 2006 through to 2021. There was a long stretch in the middle where he got booted out of the company, and it did poorly. Twitter wasn't growing. It wasn't really growing revenue. It was struggling. And so much like Apple, bringing back Steve Jobs to turn around the ship, Twitter brought Dorsey back and he turned around the ship. Maybe not as fast or as aggressively as the shareholders might have wanted, which is part of the reason they wanted him to step down, is that they believe that Twitter could be doing better financially, especially when comparing to other sort of smaller players in the space. I say smaller in the sense of comparing yourself to Facebook, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, if you look at Snapchat, which is beleaguered by Facebook, Facebook basically stealing Snapchat's functionality wholesale and integrating it into Instagram, Facebook, and WhatsApp. Yet Snapchat is doing well for itself. It's you know, growing revenue and doing arguably better than Twitter is. And so that said, Jack Dorsey came in, helped turn Twitter around, and now he's left. Before being ousted again, I guess, or something similar to that happening. You know, in Steve Jobs' case, he he worked at Apple until the very end. One wonders if Dorsey's, founder-led companies handing over the reins isn't a bit of a dig at someone like Zuckerberg.
Interesting.
Or Elon Musk, and who is CEO of like three.
Absolutely. Jan van Meulen, thank you as always. Great to get an update from you. This one is for you, Jan. Takes you right back to, I don't know where. That's not our business. Either way, I know that our listeners will love it. YMCA, this is for Jan van Meulen. It's his song of choice.